The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. It's been less than a month since the visitor visas for Cubans coming to the U.S. were scaled down. A lot. Like a lot of U.S. visas, they used to be good for 5 years and you could come in again and again. Now, 3 months and just one visit. And that's clouded the future of Cuban entrepreneurs like Rubén Valladares. Valladares is a private entrepreneur, the sort of aspiring capitalist the U.S. says it wants to promote as a challenge to Cuba's communist regime. Even with the tight restrictions that regime puts on private businesses, Valladares has been successful making personalized paper bags. So successful, he's investing in ventures in Miami, like this tire shop, where customers get free candy in paper bags with the logo of his Cuban company, Adograph. He calls it synergy. Now Valladares and another Cuban entrepreneur want to open a Cuban gift shop in Wynwood. But there's just one problem.
My visa finished in January 2020.
That visa has allowed Valladares ample visits and time in the U.S. With it, he buys the supplies and maintains the professional relationships he needs to help his businesses in both Cuba and Miami thrive. But when the visa expires in January, he'll face a time crunch.
I'm very surprised because I think the visa measure is a very big problem for entrepreneurs in Cuba. No, indudablemente esta medida va a dañar al empresario cubano.
This will undoubtedly hurt Cuban entrepreneurs, Valladares says in Spanish. Valladares' partner in the gift shop venture is Cuban swimsuit maker Victor Rodriguez. Folks call him Victor Bikini. He agrees, and his own visa runs out in 2021.
Me afecta, claro que me afecta muchísimo. Para mí es esencial.
This will affect me enormously, Rodriguez said by phone from Havana. With this shorter visa, I don't know how we can carry out our plans. Cubans like Rodriguez also say they don't really understand why the U.S. cut back on their visas. Mara Tekach is the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Havana. In this video, she said the change is reciprocity, bringing U.S. visas for Cubans in line with visas Cuba gives Americans. The State Department won't comment beyond that. Critics of the new policy speculate it's meant to please President Trump's conservative Cuban exile supporters in Miami. That cohort does want U.S. engagement with Cuba halted in order to punish the regime, although no hardline exile leaders have publicly applauded the visa change. But other Cubans call the punishment logic flawed.
I don't understand who else is going to be punished except for the Cuban people.
Gennady Rodriguez is a Cuban business consultant in Miami. He argues that by cutting the contact that cuentapropistas, or entrepreneurs, have with the U.S. is undermining its goals in Cuba.
This is not a helpful way to promote your ideas because you are just being the bad guys. I think it's worth to criticize the Cuban government, but you know, I learned from Americans, two wrong doesn't make one right.
It's not just Cuban cuentapropistas who are complaining about the new visitor visa policy.
The ability of families to visit each other, it's a big problem.
Christy Figueroa Contreras is a Cuban-American immigration attorney in Coral Gables. She points out Cubans were already having to travel to U.S. consulates in third countries like Colombia to access the five-year visitor visas. That's because the U.S. has only a skeleton staff now at the embassy in Havana. That's due to the dispute over alleged sonic attacks on that mission. She says relatives like hers who live in Cuba won't want to go to that trouble and expense for a mere three-month visa.
The heart of this is families are going to be more divided, and most of the people that I know that have these visas are elderly, and they do reside permanently in Cuba, and they're coming to visit their children and their grandchildren, and spend the summer with and help take care of our kids, and that's been cut short.
Figueroa Contreras says the anti-U.S. resentment that could cause among Cubans on the island will not serve to undermine the regime. Instead,
that just sort of adds to the regime propaganda. And so they definitely are using this to their benefit, as they always do.
Meaning, the more things change in U.S.-Cuba relations, the more they seem to stay the same. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.